Heart has a brand new way to wake up.
You would possibly be aware, particularly if you're a smoker, or more specifically if you're a vapor. Not last Friday, but the Friday before, the Health Minister Federal, Greg Hunt, decided to drop a bombshell on the vaping community by slapping an import ban on fluid containing nicotine. Now, the fluid goes in an e-cigarette, or a vape, as they call it. The reason for this, well, ostensibly an increase in nicotine poisonings in Victoria. And to be fair, there was the death of a toddler from nicotine poisoning in 2018. I can only imagine that was because they got access to something that was not properly secured by way of a childproof cap, which if you buy the stuff legitimately or import the stuff legitimately from overseas, they come in childproof capped bottles, the nicotine does, the fluid. The stuff you see in vape shops, by the way, has no nicotine and hasn't for many, many years now. So the flavour stuff that all that some of the kids are trying doesn't contain nicotine. We need to make this pretty clear. You can import the flavoured stuff with nicotine, but the kids who are just buying it out of the shop, the vape shop, are not actually using nicotine. So why Greg Hunt decided to do this by way of regulation, so no parliamentary oversight, and with a week-ish before it took effect, it was meant to take effect July 1, so tomorrow, a massive arc-up by a whole bunch of people, including my next guest, Emily Dye, from Legalised Vaping Australia, saw the minister reverse the decision, at least temporarily, and kick it down the road till the 1st of January. I have Emily on the line now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. It was such a bizarre decision, an absolute bombshell. And of course, the most number of people impacted are those who used to smoke cigarettes and decided to vape instead because it's healthier.
Yes, that's so true. There are 300,000 Australians that vape with nicotine in Australia. And the bulk of those have started vaping in order to quit smoking.
Yeah. So their options had the plan gone through. Would have been what? You can't order your nicotine stuff overseas. You can't, or from overseas, you can't get it in a shop. The penalties are extraordinary, by the way, just the fines for doing so. So they had what option? Either give up cold turkey or go back on the tobacco sticks?
That was pretty much the way it worked. Technically, they could get a prescription, but the process wasn't really in place for doctors to import it. So the regulation said you can have a prescription, but even if you have a prescription, you can't import it yourself.
Right. So you got to find, and you had to find a doctor who'd be prepared to write a prescription. And then it was my understanding, it was the pharmacy side of things that would be responsible for ultimately importing it. Not the case?
That is. And the Pharmacy Guild is opposed to nicotine vaping. So it didn't look like there was anywhere smokers could get the nicotine they needed.
Right. So you'd ring every doctor in Tasmania, for example, and try and get an appointment to get some prescribed nicotine, and you'd be shown the door each time. And on the basis that there's nobody basically prescribing it, then nobody's going to import it. So if you did manage to get one, luckily somehow, you take it to the chemist and they go, oh, sorry, no, we don't do this. So, no, sorry.
Yep,
okay.
That's exactly
right.
How it
works. All right, so what's the new plan that the minister plans to kick in January 1 next year?
So very similar. It's the same import ban. They've now created a framework to actually import it through a doctor's office.
Right.
But this is a good move because it gives us a chance to actually discuss in Parliament legalizing vaping entirely. There was huge pushback from MPs and voters against this. There was a petition that went out, and I forget where.
Yeah,
it was.
Don't worry. A minister doesn't get rolled on these sort of decisions unless there is massive arc up, not only externally but internally in the party. There was a lot of people in the coalition not happy about this, not happy at all.
Yeah, there was, I believe, 28 MPs that came out against it and really pushed against this regulation.
It just staggers me as to why he made the decision. I mean, I sort of understand the drivers for it are, one academic and at least the TGA who seem to have their own agenda completely. So what needs to happen between now and January in order to get get some sort of normality into this industry where we might be able to at least regulate it? and make sure that the nicotine vape that's being used by vapers is actually safe, and is when it says a certain percentage on the bottle, it is a certain percentage. It's made to pharmaceutical grade standards. How do we guarantee all this? How do we do that?
The only way to guarantee that is to allow it in Australia. Right now, Australia is the only OECD nation besides Turkey that hasn't legalized vaping.
Right.
And we cannot determine that that vape liquid that's coming in through overseas is safe, that has child-proof lids so young children don't accidentally drink it.
Well, yeah, well, you're going to be banning a whole bunch of stuff in the kitchen, the laundry, and the garage, I would have thought, if poisonings are the issue. But let's park that one for the moment. The minister seems to have a singular hatred of vaping. Would that be an unfair comment directed at Greg Hunt, the minister?
Not at all. That's been his track record. Time and time again, Parliament has said, oh, we're going to investigate this. We're going to inquire into this. We're going to have a study done. And Greg Hunt gets up in public and says, under no circumstances will I legalize vaping, despite what the study says and despite what the science says.
The science says it's about 90. This is the UK Royal College of Surgeons say it's 95% safer than tobacco. And yet the obvious reaction of people had the ban gone through would have been to whiz down to the supermarket and buy a packet of smokes. Just insane. It's just properly mad. Properly mad.
Yeah, we had smokers or vapers messaging us and telling us, I am out of nicotine. What do I do? I bought a pack of cigarettes today. I haven't smoked in 7 years.
Yeah, yeah, this is, well, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Slightly yeah. Different timing, but exactly the same kind of problem. Yeah, there has to be a proper regulation of this industry, because the way it is at the moment is properly crazy. Emily, we've got 6 months to change the minister's mind on this one. We will talk again, I guarantee you, between now and then. Thank you for your time today. Thanks.
Thank you.
Emily Dye, who is the Legalise Vaping Australia spokeswoman. You gotta wonder what goes through the mind of a minister. Here we are, where we've had 3 months of restrictions, people in lockdown, people under stress. So what do? You demonize people who've decided to make an intelligent decision on their own behalf to stop sticking cancer sticks in their mouths and inhaling deeply of the tobacco and all the other crap that gives you cancer. And they've made an intelligent decision to go off and vape. They still get the nicotine, which is not the cancer-causing part of cigarettes. It's all the other rubbish in them. So to do something that's 95% safer, and in the middle of a global pandemic, the health minister decides to stress the hell out of these people by banning the thing that's keeping them off the smokes. Read my Twitter feed if you want to know what I actually think about this, okay? At Spoony Man.
Live from Hobart, 6 a.m. weekdays, Brian Carlton, the Spoon Man on 107.3 Triple M.